Hello, Team Chatterbox. It's Anna here from Chris Skinner's Countryside Podcast. I hope you're ready for a fresh instalment from the best bits of High Ash Farm with Chris, Matthew, and of course, Rat, the terrible terrier. This week, Chris has been dipping his toe in an attempt to show Matthew the freshwater inhabitants who cleverly indicate that he's got the most excellent water quality. The pair also discuss two of the natural predators living on the farm, and they challenge the view of who decides what is classed as vermin. We join them first, though, on an area of wetland with a big secret underneath it. Skinner's Countryside Podcast with Matthew Gudgeon.
Always great to be back on High Ash Farm near Norwich in the company of farmer Chris Skinner on an overcast lunchtime, cool again for June. And we're looking around for Rat the Terrier. Chris, what's happened to him? Where's he gone?
Well, I think he's on the scent trail of some. Oh, he's coming running straight towards this. This is master scent trail. He's tearing across the field.
He thought he'd lost you.
Yes.
Here
hello,
he comes. Ratty. He's back.
He's back.
Hello.
Good boy. he has to be part of the Countryside Podcast team, of course, and he's disappeared into the stinging nettles.
Well, that's what terriers do, isn't it?
That's what they do, yes. Apart from rolling in fox poo, so he thinks it's his favourite perfume of all, and he thinks I love it, and then he has to have a bath afterwards.
So we're here under some very mature woodland here in the stinging nettles as well, and the horse pasture. So what have we come to see?
Right, it's a special time of year, as it always is. Every week's a special time of year at High Ash Farm. And we've come to one of the lower spots of High Ash. It's an old meadow. It was reclaimed in back the 1960s by me. It was quite overgrown, and I've left all the trees on it, and also some pasture oaks as well. And these were just sticks when I left them. The one beside us here is a glorious English oak. It's up 60 odd feet now, and I don't think I can get my arms quite round the trunk. Another one over there, two beauties, and they're scattered all over the field, and it gives a kind of beautiful feel to the pasture.
It's like parkland, isn't it? With
it
these
is.
Trees just teenagers, really, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are. They'll probably make 300 or 400 years because they're in the right spot, and because we're low down on the farm, it is very wet here. And this is what they look like, Matthew, once they're so mature. Old and gnarled and up 70 or 80 feet and full of holes and broken off branches that hang out low. And look at that one over there, the huge branch, the size of a tree, going almost down to the ground over there. And that's where we're going to walk. We've got a little bit of walking to go to the spot where, well, it's called Trudging with Gudge, I think, because it's a bit of a trudge.
Okay. Yes, well, I'm up for a trudge. Or what did they call that in the Falklands? A yomp.
A yomp. Anyway. Oh, yes. So down the hill, there are the oaks right beside us. And much further, and those trees wouldn't be here. Can you feel the ground beginning to soften under your feet?
Very soft.
Yes.
And on we go. Yes, the tree line finishes just about here, doesn't it? You can probably hear the squelching. Ah, yes, there's water appearing.
Yes.
We are wearing our Wellingtons.
Yes, so this is a very low, flat area. It's really prone to waterlogging. And we are now on High Ash's official bog. We are standing on water, but there's a layer of peaty soil over the top of it, and underneath us this is floating. And if you don't believe me, just stand there and I'll walk away from you. Just tell me.
Oh yes.
Did the earth move for you?
Yes, Chris was bouncing up and down a few yards away, and I could feel the earth moving up and down here as well. So we're floating on just water.
On water. And I've just seen something very special. Just look in there. A beautiful little damselfly on some meadowsweet. Iridescent blue, wings folded up over the top of its back, right next to a plant which gives the game away as to where we are. You won't find this growing many places. It's called marsh thistle. It's a specialist of wet ground, and it grows up to a couple of meters tall, and it's on the way. Small little bright purple buds at the top of it. Just behind us is a fence, a small area of woodland fenced off to stop any cattle, which aren't here anymore, or the horses going through there, because it's too dangerous for them. And in the spring of 1948, the year before I was born, there was a big, really long cold winter of 1947, and this froze, and the farm workers, together with my farmer, want some extra firewood, so they brought my father's E27N tractor down here, which was petrol paraffin, and they were pulling a tree out from the other side there, and the tractor didn't have tyres on it. It had what are called spud wheels. They were metal bands to replace the rubber tyres, and on them were metal spokes, if you like. And they were called spud wheels because when the wheels went over the ground, it left little holes every foot or so, about the size of your fist, and it gave the tractor extra grip. Anyway, the back end of the tractor went in, and it kind of bottomed out. It sumped out on the back of the tractor, and it was facing sort of the back end sunk in a bit. So the only thing to do was to ring the neighbour, who lived in Queen Anne Cottage on the other side. His name was Claude Cogman. And he came chugging down the next morning. And the farm workers, because there was lots of them working here at the farm when I was born, and they all told me the same story, that Claude Cogman, that was his name, brought the Field Marshal tractor down with a winch on the back. And when they arrived the next morning, the tractor had sunk halfway in. So he attached the cable to the front axle and started the Field Marshal up with the winch on the back. And he was parked right down the field there, close to where the old village cricket pitch was, over 100 metres away. And he started it up and started to pull the tractor out. But the tractor refused to move. The only thing that came was the front axle with the wheels on. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, the tractor disappeared completely.
Oh, and it's down.
And it's still there. It's down there. I still have kept the insurance claim. My father got £117.06 for it, minus £11 for second-hand front axle, and that was from Commercial Union, the local insurance company.
I should think they hated paying out, as insurance companies always do, so it's still there.
It's still there to this day, a complete tractor minus the front axle. So,
and the story really is to demonstrate just how bottomless this pit is.
It absolutely is. It's completely waterlogged, and of course it's been a wet spring, a very wet last winter, and it continues to be very unsettled at the moment here in Norfolk. But they say every cloud has a silver lining. We're just going to walk a little bit more through this squelch, this kind of black thing, and if I hear a little scream, I know you've gone through into the water layer.
You'll have to launch an insurance claim for me then.
Yes.
Am I covered by your dad's insurance?
I don't think
policy?
So. I'm not sure the company's still there. But anyway, this is what you call delightful now. There's a smattering of, well, I suppose they're pink flowers, is the best way to describe them. And they look rather untidy. But one of my favourite flowers, and it's called Red Ragged Robin. What a lovely name, and obviously ragged, because of the shape of the flower head. If we walk on a little bit more, I hardly dare go down my hands and knees because we're virtually in water here. Look, another little shake up and down. You can feel the tremors, or I can.
Shaking all over.
Here we are.
He's going down on his knees nonetheless.
Look at this.
Oh, lovely.
Hugely, finely divided petals, the whole flower head.
Straggly looking.
Yes, it does, but it's got a kind of magical beauty to it. And it really only grows on the edges of rivers, reservoirs, really damp, soaked areas like this. Very low fertility. It's quite tolerant of acid conditions, which we have here. And the soil is anaerobic because it's continually waterlogged. Beautiful plant. I first came across it at college at Eastern, Norfolk Agricultural College. And there's a field there sloping really quite violently down to the River Yare, which flows through that part of Norwich. And at the bottom of this hill, it's called the Hangings. Don't know how that field or area got its name. This plant was growing there, and that's the first time I came across it. I was about 17, 18 years old, and there were some white ones there. And much later on, I started doing research for just to learn more about wildflowers at the local library. That was in Norwich, and I'd been given special permission by the librarian to visit special parts of the library where old wildflower books were. And I still smile to this day. I think Rat has found something in the brambles behind us, right where that bog is. So he'd either got himself stuck or he's found something nice to smell. And I keep hearing odd barks in the background. Anyway, in Norwich City Library, before it got burnt down completely, these very old books. There was one called Gladstone's Britannicum, and I was given permission to look at it. I had to wear little cotton gloves to turn the pages because it's such a precious item. And there I found Red Ragged Robin. And next to it, sort of almost an addition to the description of where the plant grew, what it looked like, and a beautiful hand drawing, was an addition, White Red Ragged Robin. And I still remember it to this day. And I've taken photocopies of the page, or rather the librarian did. So I've got a copy of that book that sadly got destroyed, that got burnt down. And there are white ragged robins as well, but they're quite scarce. Just like, you know, many plants and flowers, occasionally we get white poppies on the farm, and they're really scarce. But nevertheless, whether it's a white red ragged robin or this beautiful pink colour, I love them to bits. And I think you can see there's a certain majesty in them because nothing else can grow here, really. There's a few species of mint. There's meadow sweet that coming up over there, which also likes its feet in water. Really rich menthol scent to the leaves. If I pick this one up, it's going to be a tall plant. It will grow up in about 3 weeks' time. Just pick the top of one of the leaves off and give it a good rub in the hand like this. And then you can smell a kind of menthol smell.
Yeah.
I can see another one which will come into flower again in about a fortnight's time, just tarring up through the rushes and sedges here. Just take one of the leaves off, give that one a vigorous rub.
And oh, I can smell it from here.
Can you?
Ooh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Water mint, Mentha aquatica. And all round us are sedges and rushes, and they'll all be up 2 metres high, perhaps. And so it's a delightful area. It's an area that can't be farmed. You could drain it, but it would wreck the sort of habitat that's here. It would run land drains across, and that, of course, that's happened to many marshy areas right across East Anglia, particularly close to where we are in the Yare Valley.
So this is really precious here, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
And actually all too precious now.
Yes, and becoming increasingly scarce with pollution and the pressure on the land in all over the UK, really, is growing and growing and growing. So it's as long as I'm here, this will stay here like this with these glorious, quite scarce wildflowers now. So there we are, a proper introduction to Red Ragged Robin. I love it.
See, he's not going to drain this, even though he's got an antique tractor.
Yes.
Waiting for restoration.
It's exactly that. Goodness knows what it's like. It could actually be quite in good condition, but it's how you get it out. I do know exactly where it is, and it's very close to where that miscreant terrier's barking.
Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Anyway, the red ragged
red
robin.
Ragged robin, yes.
Around the rocks, the ragged rascal ran.
Oh, very good. Very droll.